Is Afghanistan full of crazy people? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I ask the question because I see that the president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, supposedly our pal, has made yet another speech critical of the West. Karzai told members of parliament that Western meddling in Afghanistan makes it look like the Taliban insurgency is a legitimate struggle against a foreign occupation. But here's the real shocker. CBS News Afghanistan specialist Jerry Van Dyke says when he visits Afghanistan, he hears the same thing from ordinary people.
Many Afghans will ask you, why is the United States there?
That's crazy. It's been 8 years, and they still don't understand that we're there to help them. Afghans don't seem to understand that there are radical elements operating in remote areas of their country who've been openly hostile to us. Now, suppose, for the sake of argument, that radical elements in this country were training in some remote area and gave themselves a strange name like the Hutari. And suppose, for the sake of argument, that this American group started making threats against a foreign country that they considered full of infidels, like maybe China. Suppose, out of anti-socialist zeal, radical elements from the U.S. went off and attacked China. And suppose our own government couldn't control the problem and China responded by bombing parts of southeastern Michigan and sent drones that sometimes blew up commuters by accident. We'd be okay with that. The Tea Parties wouldn't mind. You wouldn't see us getting all anti-Chinese, would you? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.